Hey, everybody, I'm really happy today. My guest is Kelly Means. Kelly is an advocate for changing the incentives of the healthcare system, and he's a graduate of Stanford and Harvard Business School. Anyway, I'm really proud to have you on the show.
Put soldier in your fight, Robert, and it's great to be here.
So, Kelly, I could talk to you all day, and I would like to, but what we find is that the shorter we keep these, the more people watch them. And I really think it's important for people to hear what you're saying, as many Americans as possible. So I want to keep this brief, but give us the short story, the cliff notes on Ozempic.
I think this is really important. So the reason Ozempic is one of the most important issues in the country right now is not because of the morbidly obese diabetic person. I'm not concerned with them. Maybe their doctor should recommend Ozempic. The problem with Ozempic is it's being targeted at the median American. The median American is obese, right? The average teen is overweight or obese. And the reason Novo Nordics has become the most valuable company in Europe, surpassing Louis Vuitton, is entirely based on expectations of profits in the United States, because they're expecting Medicare and Medicaid and taxpayer money to fund it. This will be $15,000 per patient per year. And as we know, once it's approved for Medicare, Medicaid, they can't regulate, although the IRS is trying to regulate how many doctors can write food prescriptions, they're not allowed to regulate how many doctors can write prescriptions that then get taxpayer money from a rigged system. So it's going to be open season, with the American Academy of Pediatrics saying that 50% of 12-year-olds should get this immediately injected for life. The problem here, aside from it being an absolutely disastrous drug that I think is going to be recalled and causing stomach paralysis, causing suicidal ideation, where 30% of people have such side effects they have to go off of it, even if they're getting insurance payments for it. Taking that aside, even though it was a perfect drug, the fundamental question we have to ask is $15,000 per obese American, should that money be going to a Band-Aid lifetime injection? What else could we do with that money to fix the root cause? The chronic disease treadmill hasn't worked. The more statins we prescribe, the more heart disease goes up. The more SSRIs we prescribe, the more suicide and depression goes up. The more metformin we prescribe, the more diabetes goes up. There literally, to my count, hasn't been a chronic disease treatment in American history that's lowered rates of the chronic disease it's trying to treat. In J.P. Morgan's own estimates of Ozempic, they think as Ozempic prescriptions go up, obesity in America will go up, right? This is all a game. And this is the most consequential, biggest market, most expensive drug potentially in American history. If there's not a time to say, let's stop, let's ask how diabetes, heart disease, depression, kidney disease, COVID, how are they connected? They're connected by metabolic health. What can we do with that $15,000? We can incentivize metabolic habits, fix our food system. But instead, the IRS is saying, go for Ozempic, not for food. And all of the arms of our medical system, from the media to the researchers to the regulators, they're all paid by pharma, and they're all singing one tune that obesity is an Ozempic deficiency, that as Harvard researchers who are paid off are saying, it's genetic, it's not tied to food, it's not tied to exercise. This is a consequential moment for our budget and for our human capital. And if there's not a moment where we say enough with the chronic disease treadmill, then I worry. I think there's an optimistic message here, which these things are, we can change these things quickly. We can change these things very quickly, but we've got to understand what's happening. You have an army, I know, rising up, and I am optimistic.
Yeah, and I can promise you that there will be an executive order from me within the first 2 weeks of my presidency that declares a state of emergency and changes all this, the entire paradigm of this pharmaceutical model. So I want to thank you, and I'm going to be consulting you a lot during that period to figure out exactly what we need to do to dismantle the systems and to make Americans healthy again.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for the leadership. This is the most important issue in the world, and you've got a lot of people behind you.
Thank you very much, Kelly.